Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
To the voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, proud to be your host. I hope you guys had a super blessed week and you're going into a really blessed weekend, enjoying some really nice weather for a change, as we are officially in spring in the American Redoubt. This is really cool. This is kind of a cool episode. There's some stuff I want to just fly through here. Lots of stuff going on. Lots of really positive stuff going on. And a lot of positive stuff coming up. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with all of you. It is the 23rd day of March. And we are marching toward freedom. Despite the advances of the enemies of our country and our heritage, we want to stand firm for what we believe in. And 2 Corinthians 17, I love this verse. Now the Lord is that spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Isn't that the truth? So that's what we're here to do. We're going to shed the light of truth on the lies, inform you, encourage you, inspire you, hopefully motivate you to action in this fight to preserve liberty and our heritage. Welcome to our listeners on AM 630 and 96.5 FM, if you're listening on the terrestrial stations, and of course our live streaming audience, especially those of you outside the wire in occupied territory. You're in our thoughts and prayers. And we are broadcasting right now from an undisclosed location, Studio C, Radio Free Redoubt. Okay, now, let's see, where do I want to go with this? First of all, announcement, very important announcement for you guys. If you are in the area, if you're somewhere within driving distance from Yakima or the Lower Valley or Wenatchee, you might want to take the opportunity to drive over to Yakima. I've got this announcement here from Brubaker Arms. And the police chief, Lauren Culp, up from Republic, he's going to be in Yakima today, on his way there right now. He's going to meet everyone at his American Cop book signing event in Yakima. If you don't have a copy of his hot bestseller, American Cop, you can get it for $20 autographed, plus get a picture with him. And of course, if you already have a copy, you can just have it signed by him. That is today, this afternoon, at from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's going to be at Brubaker Arms Manufacturing. Now, if you guys remember, that's the police chief in Republic, Washington, that said he wrote a beautiful letter referring to the Constitution and the Second Amendment and his oath to uphold and defend the same, and stating that he was the first one out the gate to say, we will not be enforcing this unconstitutional law. Well, he since has written a book called American Cop. And you guys know Scott Brubaker. He's been running the campaign, the grassroots campaign, to bring charges against the Attorney General of Washington State for several unlawful acts involved with I-1639. He makes a strong case for establishing probable cause that the Attorney General has, in fact, committed several crimes. And so there is this effort right now for citizens to sign complaints, formal complaints with the courts, to bring formal charges against the Attorney General for his unlawful acts. So good on him. But the sheriff is going to be at Scott Brubaker, at Brubaker Arms Manufacturing. And that is, hopefully you guys got a pen and paper handy. It's Brubaker Arms. You could probably just do an internet search for Brubaker Arms Manufacturing and get the, put in your GPS and drive right to it. But in case you don't and you're old school, this is in Yakima, and here's the address. 2107 East Meade Avenue, 2107 East Mead, M-E-A-D, Avenue. That's in Yakima. So that's going to be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I wish I could be there. I'd love to shake the chief of police's hand and get a copy of his book signed, but I will not be able to be there in time. But I want to let you guys know, for those of you who are listening in the Yakima, Wenatchee, Lower Valley, Tri-Cities area, you probably blast up there and get a chance to meet him. Now, this coming week, some really exciting things. Friday, as you guys know, is Lexit. That is Liberty State Exit on the Capitol steps in Olympia, Washington. Tell everybody you know, especially from Liberty State, to be there. This is also going to be a combined Second Amendment rally, especially with all the ludicrous measures that this runaway freight train of a legislature this year is on, with mandatory vaccine bills and red flag law bills and all kinds of gun bills. Well, also, it is really lit a fire under the seats of the otherwise complacent and apathetic patriotic fellow citizens, turning patriotic people into patriots. So it's not just a feeling in your heart. You're actually motivated to action, which is one of our objectives here. We want you to grab everybody that you can to make the trip Friday, this Friday, 29th, Lexit on the Capitol steps in Washington, in Olympia. You can go to libertystate.org and get all the information about that. Now, the next day, I'm going to come back to this. This is really, really, this is cool, but I'm going to come back to it. But first, I want to announce the Puget Sound Preparedness Expo is on the very next day. So if you get in a hotel and you're going to come here Friday early for the rally, and then hang out, see the sights, whatever you want to do, look at the freak show around Olympia, and then maybe stay the night somewhere outside of Olympia where it's safer, and then make your way up to Bremerton, Washington for the Puget Sound Preparedness Expo. Representative Matt Shea will be speaking. I will be speaking. The author Glenn Tate and the author Shelby Gallagher. Several other speakers and multiple vendors. So that's going to be going on. That information is also available at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. You can also go to the Facebook page for the Puget Sound Preparedness Expo the very next day, Saturday the 30th. So let's go back to the Lexit on the Capitol steps in Washington on Friday the 29th. Now, this is cool because God just works in amazing, awesome ways. Now, what we discovered is that there is right immediately after, there is another rally scheduled, and it is called Lexit. And we said, what? A Lexit rally right after our Lexit rally? So I looked it up. And it's the Latino Exit Rally, Lexit. Also, now we didn't coordinate with them. We didn't know about them. They didn't know about us, apparently. Although Lady Liberty is looking into that and making contact with them. But right after the Lexit Rally is another Lexit Rally. But only ours is the Liberty State Exit from Washington. By the way, for the Sanballats out there, this is not a secession from the Union, okay? This is just simply the lawful constitutional process of splitting a state and forming a second one. So, Lexit. Well, what's this Latino exit? Now, when I first saw it, and I saw Lexit, and then I saw Latino exit, I'm like, oh my goodness. Is this some leftist, communist type of thing? Because what we've seen so much in the Latino community is they've been hijacked by communists. So every time they have a rally, it has something to do with some racist oriented anti-American type of theme. So I looked these guys up. Not the case. It is Lexit, as in the Latino exit from the Democratic Party. No, correction. They're not Democratic. Exit from the Democrat Party and leaving the left. They're saying, you don't speak for us anymore. Quit trying to say, oh, we have the Latino vote. You don't represent us. And these people are hardcore conservative. I just about came out of my seat. I'm like, this is incredible. So what I have here is I want to play the video, the audio from their video at hashtag Lexit. If you want to go look it up, they're going to be right there with us celebrating. So two Lexit rallies back to back. This is so cool. All saying the same message. We want freedom. And you, leftists, socialists, communists, do not represent us anymore. Don't say that you represent us. You never have. You don't now. And you never will. We want no part of you. Lexit. This is just incredible. Listen to this.
Latinos are part of the fabric of this nation. We keep the nation moving in trucks on the highway every day. With our own sweat and hard work, we have helped build this country. We celebrate our Hispanic heritage while at the same time embracing our country and showing our patriotism. We heal the sick in the hospitals of America. We fight and defend this country in all branches of the military. But now, the left has gone too far left, and left-wing mobs are seeking to destroy our country. They seek to destroy everything we love about this country. They fight for abortion, which is not the Hispanic way. We are pro-life. They resist everything that is good about this country. They've lost their love for the country that we love so much. So I'm asking you, please come join us and Lexit the left. Find us at hashtag Lexit on Facebook.
And that's it. Lexit the left. And very patriotic. I was looking at their Facebook page, and it looks like something you'd see on Radio Free Redoubt. But see, they're going to be accused of being rebellious. They're going to be the ones that are being accused of unlawfulness, of hate, of whatever you want to call it, by the left. And so there's a lot of this going on right now, and I'm going to come back to this if I have time. If not, I'm going to bring this all around full circle. At least I'll pick up where I left off in the podcast tomorrow night at 8 p.m. at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. There is a article over at TheOrganicPrepper.com, and it starts off with rebellion. It's the name of the headline, Rebellion. Second Amendment sanctuary cities, counties, and states spring up across the country. Now, I've always said there's a difference between rebellion and resistance. Rebellion, or the spirit of rebellion, isn't from God. But resisting the devil, resisting evil, resisting oppression, interceding on behalf of the oppressed, on the widow, on the orphan, on those who cannot defend themselves. Resistance against evil is not just allowed, it is a duty. Rebellion, on the other hand, Satan rebelled against God, right? So be careful when they try to put the word rebellion on you, when in fact they are the ones that are being rebellious, because they are breaking the law. They are pushing things that are in conflict with the highest law of the land, and that's the state constitutions. And then higher than that is the United States Constitution. And there's a process. If you want to pass laws that are in conflict with the Constitution, you can do that, but you must change the Constitution. So what they are doing is essentially amending the Constitution with unconstitutional laws without going through the process of amending the Constitution. It makes all the laws that they pass that are in violation of that null and void. And it's even stated so in the American jurisprudence, the 16th American jurisprudence. But it reminds me of a scripture here that I'd love reading this. Nehemiah. Because we get accused of breaking, of rebelliousness, right? Even Liberty State, We know what your real intentions are. Your intentions are to build this ethno-theocracy and overthrow the government and establish yourselves as a government. You're going to force everyone to be Christians or kill them and all this other nonsense, false accusations. But see, this isn't new. It's thousands of years old. If you guys remember the book of Nehemiah, I love this story. Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 5 through 12. Let me read it to you. And he had a letter. Nehemiah, the messenger sent from Sanballat and these other two guys that are sneaky false accusations against him. He had a letter in his hand and it says, this is what the bad guys are saying. And we get this. There's a sheriff in Eastern Washington along with these other, I don't even know what you call them, the libertarians, I guess, that have they hate Christianity. And they're so afraid of, they're Christophobes. They are fearful of Christians being in the majority. So they're fighting Liberty State because they know what will happen with the demographics. It'll be majority Christians. And our laws will reflect that. So what they try to do is say, oh, we're trying to take over the government and secede from the United States and establish a theocracy where everyone will be forced to be Christians. This is lies, right? So this is what happened. This is what Nehemiah was up against. He received a letter saying there is a rumor going around. People are talking about it everywhere. And of course, we get the same thing. The people are talking about it everywhere to us means there's like three or four people on Facebook that have like six or seven different identities carrying a conversation with themselves, pretending to be a mass of like 50 people, right? That are greatly concerned. But well, same thing here. There's a rumor going around. People are talking about it everywhere. And by the way, Geshem says it is true. Right. So it must be true, right? People are saying that you and the Jews are planning to turn against the king. This is why you are building the wall of Jerusalem. Or in our case, this is why you guys are trying to build a new state, Liberty State. People are also saying that you will be the new king of the Jews. And the rumor is that you have chosen prophets to announce this about you in Jerusalem. There is a king in Judah. Okay, so they're basically saying you're planning to put yourselves in power. And you're going to overthrow the existing power because that's why you're really building the wall. And he says, now I warn you, Nehemiah, King Artaxerxes will hear about this. So come, let us meet and talk about this together. They want to engage you in a conversation. Why? It's pointless. Because now what they're saying, the naysayers that are afraid of Liberty State are saying, you know, this looks like extremism. These accusations over to the FBI, the Counterterrorism Task Force, so they can get to the bottom and find out what your real true intentions are because you guys are just dangerous. And that's what's happening in Liberty State. Isn't this amazing? So I sent this answer back to Sanballat and he says, nothing you're saying is happening. You are just making all that up in your own head. Our enemies were only trying to make us afraid. They are thinking to themselves, the Jews will be afraid and too weak to keep on working. Then the wall will not be finished. That's exactly what we're up against today, patriots. We're trying to build not the wall like Nehemiah. We're trying to build Liberty State. And you got the Sanballats that are saying, oh, we know what you're really trying to do. Oh, this is what we're telling. And so what they're trying to do is make us afraid. So we will stop and will be too afraid and weak to keep on working to build Liberty State, just like they were trying to do with Nehemiah. But he didn't fall for it. He said, you're making this stuff up in your head. You're a liar. And there's another really cool story I want to share with you after we come back from the break. It's really cool. Don't be afraid, patriots. Be bold. Take a stand. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and this segment was brought to you by Works Holsters, WERKZ.com, for your custom Kydex holster needs and magazine carriers. Works Holsters is located right here in the American Redoubt, and they have a lifetime guarantee on all their products. And don't forget to check out their Liberty State line, where you have either the flag or the state seal to choose from to have placed on your custom holster. Works.com. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Hello, Liberty State supporters. First of all, I want to say congratulations to Chelan and Douglas counties for holding their first joint volunteers meeting on the 12th. They had a great turnout and a successful evening. The next volunteer meetings are Friday, March 22nd in Yakima County, Saturday, March 23rd in Grant County, and Monday, the 25th, is the Benton-Franklin Joint County Meeting. Our next state event that everyone is being asked to come to will be the Lexit Rally in Olympia on Friday, March 29th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., where we will all show up in mass and tell Olympia that we are dividing the state. There will be many speakers from county commissioners and sheriffs to other elected officials, Second Amendment supporters, heads of county agriculture, business, and industry. Having been so closely involved in the politics surrounding the Washington State Legislature this session and watching so many mortifying bills get passed by the Democrats that are in an all-out free-for-all, I can do nothing but reflect happily on the hope that is Liberty State. This is the stage in our movement that we are bringing in elected officials into our discussions and asking them for their input. Some elected officials have incorrectly stated that Liberty State is not economically viable. That is not true at all. In fact, nothing could be further from the truth, as Representative Matt Shea proves with information from the Washington State Office of Financial Management, Idaho Legislature, and Ballotopedia, which show that Liberty State's population is nearly identical to the population of Idaho, and the total income of both Liberty State and Idaho are nearly identical as well, at nearly $7 billion per year. The state of Idaho does just fine, and therefore, so would Liberty State. So share this information in Representative Shea's PowerPoint and refer them to that video so they can verify it for themselves. If they go to that video, they can find that exact information that begins at 44 minutes and 35 seconds. Let's talk positively and productively about this to everyone we know and let them know this is not going to happen, but that it is happening right now as we speak. And they better get on board and join in this awesome effort today by volunteering or by donating to the Liberty State effort and make a difference that will actually count. I am Lady Liberty, and this is a public service announcement on behalf of Liberty State. Visit us at libertystate.org today.
Welcome back from the break. This is segment two of The Voice of the American Redoubt. And segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites in St. Mary's, Idaho, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene on the beautiful St. Joe. And everything's about ready to start blossoming. If you want a weekend to get away, beautiful little town. Go to riverfrontsuites.com to plan your little weekend getaway. Okay, and also don't forget to mark your calendars for April 13th and 14th in Prosser Liberty, right there in the Yakima Valley for the Northwest Preparedness Expo. Lots of vendors, of course, as usual, lots of speakers. And I think Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher might be making that one as well. Of course, Amron will have a booth, and I'll be speaking about emergency communications. All right, we are... As so many of us have been watching the legislative process, we see the evil that we're up against. Somebody wrote an article over at the Inland, the Northwest Report, titled, "First It's Unthinkable, Then It's Permitted, Then It's Mandatory," talking about the regressives, those that are trying to destroy Western culture and especially, you know, the United States. And it's true. First, it's unthinkable. Then it's permitted. Then it's mandatory. Or first, it's unthinkable. And then it's permissible. And then it's banned or mandatory or on and on. I mean, the things that were extreme are now mainstream. And what used to be mainstream is now extreme. Isn't that something? You know, we are in a major spiritual battle, and I've often said this before. Wouldn't that be cool to have a pair of goggles that you could put on and you could see, like night vision goggles, but only you could see the spiritual world, like the warfare that's taking place? Wouldn't that just be awesome? Well, I reread Second King. I love Second Kings, especially Elijah and Elisha. These are, if you haven't, you think the Bible's boring? This is some amazing stuff. But I read this week, I was reading in chapter 6. And I believe it was, chapter 6. So here's this story about a king who, he kept making plans to attack Israel. And every time they'd plan a raid to attack an Israeli outpost or a village, God would tell Elisha, and Elisha would go and tell the king and say, hey, don't go this route to this town. There's, you know, the bad guys are there. Aram, the king, and all of his bad guys are there. So then they wouldn't go. Well, the king got furious. He's like, there's a spy. Who's letting them know what our plans are? Every time we plan a raid, we go and there's like nobody there, or they've pulled all the people out. Somebody is telling these guys our plans, and it's one of my inner circle. So who's the spy? Well, this one guy says, well, king, none of us are spies. We're all on your side. But this guy, Elisha, he's a prophet. He knows what you're saying, even in your bedroom. And he tells the king these things. So this king plans this raid to take Elisha and kidnap him. This king, Aram, right? So they roll in the middle of the night. They do a raid. They surround the town and barricade it. And they've got all these horses and chariots, a pretty good-sized army. And in the morning, Elisha's servant, little helper guy, he wakes up and he goes, oh, master, what do we do? Look out there. There's this army. And Elisha prays that the Lord opens his servant's eyes. And he does. And immediately he saw an army of horses and fire, chariots of fire on the mountainside. And he got to see that. I'm jealous. He got to see a glimpse of that spiritual warfare. He says, our army is bigger than that army who is coming against us. So we need to keep that kind of, I could go on and on, but I'm out of time. But it was such a cool story. Go and read 2 Kings chapter 6. It is a really cool story. There's more to it than that. But we need to know that our army, the army that God has that we can't see, is bigger than the army that we're up against. Do not be afraid, patriots. Go forth and conquer and spread the kingdom of God. All right. This is John Jacob Schmidt. You have a blessed rest of the weekend. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RadioFreeRedoubt.com.